Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, balance, and promote good people doing good business and good things. This is our Wednesday signature segment, Nin's Navigation, with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Our topic for December, branding makes the world go round. Tune in every Wednesday and let Nin help you take your business and yourself to the next level. Nin's Navigation is a soulful compass that will empower you to attract an abundance of wealth, love, wisdom, success, and contentment in your life. We look forward to you joining us on this journey. Enjoy the show. Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. We're a resource, platform, and community that shares stories, lets passions be heard, and showcases some really good people doing good business and good things. I encourage everyone to check out our website, which is everythinghometalkshow.com. All of our experts and guests and all their information and shows are listed on the website, made it very user-friendly, so you just have to click on the banner. They're in different categories under the episode page, and they range from, so much diversity. You've got business and personal development and health and wellness and coaching. We talk about pets and nonprofits, and, you know, my favorite is the veteran nonprofits, and they're there too. So I encourage you to check it out, start to use it as a resource, meet and learn from some really good people doing good business and good things. And don't forget, you can listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. We're going to have a bunch of more platforms available to us come the first, second week of January. We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, getting ready for some really great segments that we're putting together and some very, very interesting guests. So it's going to be a very exciting 2019. I think we're going to do a little promo show next week for that so that everybody can get just a little excited. But this is our Wednesday signature segment, which is Nin's Navigation with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. And December is our series, Branding Makes the World Go Round. We've had a couple shows this month so far that have just been home runs. I mean, I have to say that the feedback that I'm getting through emails or through social media has been really encouraging and very responsive from the listener. So thank you for participating, and I encourage everyone to send an email. They can follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or even on LinkedIn and make comments, make some show suggestions, or just give some feedback on the topics. We've had our highest listening audiences this month, so I'm very excited the direction that things are going. And I'd have to say thank you to my friend Nin for drawing in such a great audience. A topic, right? But it's the guest, it's the expert. It's the way that she delivers and the way that she just does business and the way that she cares. And today we're going to be talking about building your personal brand. And basically, it's the whole concept. If you got to be yourself because everybody else is already taken. So you better build that personal brand because it's all about you. But as the listeners know, I like to do a little joke. This is a quick little joke. I thought it was cute. So the optimist says the glass is half full. The pessimist says the glass is half empty. And the mother says, why didn't you use a coaster? I'm trying. I can't get my drum roll is not working. So, you know, my dun dun. So that's all right. So dun dun. There you go. So for whatever reason, my sound effects were not working today. So, hey, you know, it's technology. But I appreciate the laugh, Nin. I do. So as the listeners know, and as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, this is our Wednesday signature segment, which is Nin's Navigation. Nin Rafat is our business and leadership consultant and coach and the owner of Nin's Dreams, where it is really a one-stop shop from getting started to taking your business to the next level. Let's talk today about building your personal brand. How are you today, Nin?
I'm doing really good. Thank you, Michelle. Wonderful holidays. Kids are home, so everything is going perfect. And your joke, you know, it's like the right.
Oh, there's
time.
The drum. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I hope that people heard it. I'm not going to edit it. I literally did not touch the button. So when you said, and your joke, and it gave the drum roll and the cymbal, for some reason, you got the drum roll and the cymbal, and I didn't get it for my joke. So that was not planned. I didn't touch anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe the God's talking to us. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean.
But that shows that I was saying right from my heart that your joke was true, because this is what exactly is happening at my place. It's like the boys are doing something, they are imagining something, and it's the mom inside me that says something which is totally different and not in alignment with what they are doing and what they are saying. So this is the exact story that is going on in our house these days because of holidays. And so the joke is a perfect fit. Good choice. I loved it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the delayed drum roll that you got, I think that was perfect too. So we didn't get to go live last week, but that's okay. We'll do it in the future. It's just actually a little bit more technical and it's a little, hey, see that? I didn't do that one either. I swear to God. So it's doing it by itself. So for, I'm not sure what, like I said, not sure what it means. And I always know that there's a meaning behind everything. So we'll let somebody else figure it out. Cause I don't know. But so we didn't get a chance to see our friend Oscar, but we will definitely have to get him in the, you know, beginning of January, we'll definitely be able to go live. But why don't you tell me what Santa brought for Oscar before we start the show?
Yeah, with Oscar, you know, I'm really waiting that we go live. So I have this like, and you know, you picked up the topic at the right point because I'll be talking today about personal branding. So I really want Oscar to be part of my personal brand. So I really want the world to see, because for me, loyalty is, you know, like when we talk about brand, it's about loyalty, and dogs are the most loyal living beings on earth. So that is like kind of weaving everything together. So makes sense.
So what did Santa bring him? I know that he got a gift. That's why I want you to share that.
Yes, he got a gift. His Christmas was really beautiful. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed because he got to eat things other than his normal food, which he loved. And then he got a little cuddle bed because he loves to lie down and doesn't want to do anything. The laziest living being on earth.
Lazy. He's just lazy. Sorry, it's a dog.
But then it's like he got his cuddle bed and he really loves it. He enjoys it. So hopefully when we go live, I'll definitely, you know, show his cuddle bed with like a new quilt and kind of a toy for him. So he's like really excited and happy about it. But having said that, good as Oscar. So he still wants to bark when I don't want him to bark, and he disturbs me during my conference calls or when I'm handling the clients. So this is Oscar. We need to deal with this. I think it comes with the package.
All right, my dear, let's talk branding. Let's give a great show for our listeners today because it's such a really great topic and something that they could let sit in their brain for the next couple of days next week, because 2019 is around the corner. And I'm telling you, everybody's got to get prepared because it is going to be one heck of an amazing year. Let's just start it off right.
So beautiful friends, it's been a long time since I spoke on this topic, which is personal branding. And the reason I'm saying it's been a long time because people are so busy and so focused on branding their business that they completely forget the concept or the significance or the importance of personal brand. When I work with my clients, I really have to pull them towards this topic and tell them to pause a little and give attention to their own self and create that personal brand, which should be in alignment with the business. So what do we do actually? Branding on a business level is very common. And we have discussed about this. We keep on discussing. We reach out to people, to marketing agencies, to companies, and we talk about branding our business, what kind of logo, what color, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But in the whole process, we forget something, that we are the brand. The person is also the thought behind the brand. The brand is like a dream that came true, something that you thought, and that became your business, and you brand your business. But the origination, or from where that the whole thing originated, is you. So it is very important that you have your personal appearance, your personal outlook, how you present yourself in the world is very important, and you keep an eye on it. You keep yourself focused. You spend time on this also. That's very, very important. I would like to define personal branding as it's a lifelong project. As long as you are alive, the personal brand would exist. What happens is that when you're building a personal brand, it is much bigger than building a business. The only exit strategy is legacy. So you leave a legacy behind when you leave the world through your personal brand. That's how I look at personal branding. To me, personal branding is the story people tell about you when you're not in the room. So you have to live your brand. Your personal brand should follow you everywhere you go. It needs to be authentic manifestation of who you are and amplify what you believe. So I'm repeating it again because this is the core message of this episode, and I will give you an explanation based on this definition, which is that your personal brand should follow you everywhere you go. It needs to be authentic manifestation of who you are and amplify what you believe. Now, I will tell you something. Let's say you're a coach, life coach, health coach, success coach. There are so many types of coaches. But at the end of the day, coach is a person who guides, who helps others to achieve their dreams or, you know, give them clarity, vision, help them clarify their visions. Whatever coach you are, whatever category you believe you are working at or you are expert in, as a coach, you are actually helping people to achieve something. I'm taking an example of a coach because I am a coach, and then I'll be able to give you better examples. So what happens is if I am talking, I'm saying that I am a coach, I believe in success. I'm repeating to you again and again that you have to believe in yourself. You have to carry that charisma within you. You have your passion should shine from your eyes and your, you know, the way you carry yourself. The moment you enter the room, you light the room. People look at you and they say, yes, this is the person we need to talk to because they can see a better life. Now, if you are trying to give that message, if you're trying, your goal is to achieve all this, and at the same time, your offline and online presence on social media, because you have your personal account on Facebook, you have your business account. So on your business page, you are putting up everything that is positive, And then you're guiding people towards the right path. You're doing everything. But on your personal page, you are posting negative stuff, or you're being cruel, or you're being harsh, or you're not what you are actually telling people that you are in your business life, in your career life. So you are building two different concepts about yourself, two different personalities. This is the world now, the world that we are living in. Everybody has access to everything. So I encourage my clients to make sure that when they are, their offline and online presence should be in alignment. I'm not saying that your personal Facebook page, which has more of your friends, should not have anything negative in it or should always reflect your business or your career or anything. But what I'm trying to tell you here is that the more positivity, the more life that you portray, you reflect from your presence, the better results you will get in your business as well. People want to connect with people who are happy. People want to connect people who are joyful. People want to connect with people who are successful or are aiming to get success. And I'm sure you would not want to go to a person, to a coach or a consultant or to a business, or you would buy something which doesn't have depth in it. So be the person that people want to connect to. You need to set yourself up for success as much as possible, which is why you need clarity to feel powerful and how you would feel powerful. There are many of us who work from home. And trust me, I'm the person who gets up early in the morning. After all the morning rituals, I make sure that I try to get into that feeling that I'm working. it's so easy to just sit in your pajamas and, you know, work from home. Nobody would know. That's one thing. But then if you're putting your effort into yourself, it will make you feel good. If you comb your hair, if you wear something nice, put on your makeup, and if you're a man, you put on your cologne, or, you know, do shave or wear a nice shirt, and then, you know, start your working, that will give you confidence as well. That's so important. Personal branding is the biggest mistake that people make is when they say personal branding, they think it's about clothes. It's about shoes. It's about accessories that you have. That's one thing. But personal brand is a whole thing, is a total package of how you put yourself out in the world. You don't have to wear designer clothes to say that, yes, I'm a positive person, or I'm a successful person, or I'm thankful to God. You don't have to do that. But all that you wear should be decent enough. The colors that you wear should be bright, or if you don't wear bright colors, even if you are in a person who loves wearing black or white or something, but the way you carry yourself, the words you select, the words you speak, your language, your body language, everything becomes your personal brand. And it, trust me, it impacts your business. It does impact your business. Even if you don't know, you don't have to create your personal brand. You have to just enhance your personal brand, because when you are born with uniqueness. You have a voice which sounds different from others. It may resemble to something, but it won't be exactly the same. You won't even sound the same as your mom or your dad. So you have a personal brand the day you are born. You have a special, you have a different voice. You have a different way of speaking. The moment you start learning to speak, you have a different way of speaking. You have a different way of looking at things, watching things, walking, everything. So you have a brand. Every human being has a brand. Now, what I'm trying to help you understand is that it is very important that you enhance and accentuate your personal brand into something very decent, very graceful, very dignified, which is in alignment with whatever you are doing in your work life, your business. So when your clients come to you, whether on phone or meet you in person, they are meeting the same person. Your personal brand is there. Right now, I'm not visible to you, but there is a perception that you may be creating just by listening to me that, okay, this person would look like this and she might be dressing up like this, or, you know, a kind of a perception that you build. And when you're meeting me, and if I'm like abusive, or I'm using slang words, and I'm like too loud or too slow and chubbily dressed and everything, and you're like, oh my God, is she the same person who was telling us about the importance of branding and marketing and believing in yourself and success? It's very obvious. It happens. It's not nothing that, I mean, if you feel that way for some person, it's very obvious. It's very natural to feel that way. You have to focus on creating the right personal brand, because creating the right personal brand will not only help you be known in your field and consistently land into opportunities. It is actually the difference between who are you and thank you for being here. You know, you have your personal brand, you have your charisma, you have your act together, you're dressing up, you're putting your effort to dress up for a party or an event or a networking event or a conference. You are preparing yourself for everything. If you're going to, for example, your personal brand out there, and this might surprise all of you. When I say personal brand, it's like when you're going to an event or you're meeting somebody or you're talking to somebody, you know your why, you know your goals, you have the right statement, the networking statement, that if you are meeting people, how you're going to introduce yourself. You know what you're contributing towards the world. You have your business cards ready with you. You know that after the meeting, you will send follow-up emails and you will try to keep the connection. You will try to build a relationship. This all is personal brand. So don't confuse personal branding with just wearing the right clothes or wearing the right cologne or wearing the right lipstick or carrying the perfect size of bag or whatever. That's just one thing. But the larger picture here that I'm trying to help you understand is your personal brand is you as a whole, as a complete person, and you are your business. You have to demonstrate consistency across communication and your appearance. Never underestimate how tiny inconsistencies can derail personal brand effectiveness. As I said, that never say, oh, let it be like this. I can go to this event. It's okay if I don't dress up. It's okay if I don't carry my business card. And you end up, at a meeting point or a conference or a networking event or meeting a customer and you have less number of cards with you, or you don't have a card and you're saying, can you write it down on a piece of paper, or, you know, can you give me a missed call? These are all the tiny inconsistencies that people notice, that, you know, she's not organized or he's not organized or he's careless or she's careless. And those little things start when they talk about your business. This all starts impacting. So it is very important that you take care of all these tiny things. If your personal brand, now I'm coming to a very important point here. If your personal brand isn't telling the story, you're already lost half of your potential audience. What I mean by this, as I said, your personal brand is just not about your clothes. Your personal brand is the complete package that you offer to this world, or the way you show yourself in the world, which is the list that I shared with you earlier. Know your why, your goals, how would you introduce yourself, your elevator pitch, everything. That's all part of your brand. And obviously, if you're nicely dressed, your hair is done nicely, that adds more to it. But your personal brand tells the story of what you are. If you are saying to people that believe in yourself, so the words that you select, the jokes that you do in a big group of people, the kind of comments you pass, the kind of language you use, your body language, everything should tell the story of who you are. If I'm saying that I work for women empowerment, if I say that I have a life that I have lived, a challenge that I have gone through, and I passed that phase and I'm successful, so that confidence should shine through me. It's not that, you know, people have to sit for hours and hours and then get to know my story. The moment they look at me, they should have this thing that, okay, she is the one who is asking everyone to believe in themselves, because look at her. She believed in herself, and what is she now? That's what I want you all to understand, the power of personal branding. Remember, people can see right through you, so be genuine. And it relates to what I said earlier, that you can wear the best designer suits, you can wear the most expensive makeup, you can get dressed up through a salon or whatever, but if you are not genuine, if your personal brand, which is more than just the clothes, is not clear, is not in alignment with your soul, people can see through it. So make your personal brand very, very clear and intact. Keep your message focused when you're talking to people. When I say keep your message focused, is when you're talking to people for your business, for your corporate events, even if you are at work, you don't have a business, but you are working, you are doing a job, you're working for somebody else in an organization, a big or a smaller organization, regardless of the size of the organization. But if you keep your message focused, when I say message focused, is that people should know what you're there for, what your values are. What happens is that when people know all this about you, they feel that those vibes coming from you, there's a connection that is made. And that connection helps you to build not only your business, but your credibility, as a person, as a worker, as a colleague, and as a friend as well. So remember, every time you step outside your front door, you have an opportunity to make a connection. You want to do everything you can to make each relationship a positive and beneficial one. And it all happens when you have a personal brand. For example, if you think of Oprah, it's not that about whether you like her or you don't like her. If you think about Oprah, she has a personal brand. The way she dresses up, the way she shows up, the way she talks, the selection of her words, her body language is all in alignment with her message that live a life, a full life, don't give up on life, don't believe in negative stuff and keep moving on. So when Oprah is talking, you're not looking at her dress because everything is in so much alignment. Similarly, if you take a product, the personal brand of iPhone, I'm not talking about Apple the brand, I'm talking about iPhone as a product, as let's say as a human, and that's an iPhone. It has a whole personal brand of it. So it's just not its size or the weight, but it's you exactly know what iPhone will deliver, what to expect from an iPhone, what qualities it has. So that's the personal brand of the product. But here we are talking about the humans. So I hope you get the message that your personal brand is so, so important. You have to focus on that. Eat healthy, think positive, focus on your goals, know your why, and connect with people who are serious with you. And when I say serious, I mean your close people that you have, people who keep on telling you that you cannot do or you're not good enough. Trust me, they're not needed in your life. You don't need them. 2019, let's take this as a wake-up call. So every decision that you make around yourself as a person, in your personality, and then you cover it up, you enhance it with what you wear, how you show up, that all combines as your personal brand. I hope that this episode has helped you to understand the depth of personal branding and the vast impact it can have on your business, on your personal life, on your relationships, on everything, how you show up in the world. And if you have any more questions, and I really want each and every one of you that as we step into 2019, start looking at yourself, start looking at your personal brand up on yourself, and then that will give a ripple effect in your business, in your growth, in everything, in your relationships, in your wealth, everything. Focus on that. And if you have any questions, again, please feel free to write to me. My phone number is there on the website. You can ask questions. You can connect with me. If you want to have a session discussing about that this is what you want in life, whether you are a student or you are an entrepreneur or you are working in an organization, a manager, or anything that you are, and you think, or even a stay-home mom, you're raising kids, but you have a personal brand. Even if you are a stay-home dad, you still have a personal brand, and you think that it will be wise for you to just pick up the phone and call me and tell what you are and what is holding you back, how to create that persona, how to create that image, that charisma around yourself. Because as I say that I will not be creating something, it's there. I'll just help you to accentuate and enhance what is already in you. And you are unique. You are beautiful. Trust me. Enjoy the rest of the week. I hope our next year will be in the New Year's. So wishing you and your family a very, very happy and blessed New Year 2019. And just enjoy life. Take it easy. Focus on your goals and create your personal brand. I really want each one of you to shine like diamonds. All the best, my friends.
I think it was so perfect that you brought up how important a personal brand is, especially for the entrepreneurs, where they a lot of times separate the business from the personal. And it really is, since you're an entrepreneur and you're doing it because you believe in whatever organization or company you've created, that it is so much you that it's the same. Your brand of your personal brand needs to be a part of your business. So I'm so glad that you brought that up as a reminder to get people maybe with a different thought process about how they're going to reposition and rebrand themselves for this upcoming year, because it's so important to make, like you said, people, you got to tell that story. And it's just so important that your personality comes through in your business, because it does, whether you really realize it or not. So implement the two. If anything that you get out of this show for that takeaway for the entrepreneurs, that is so critical. You agree with that, Nin?
Yes, I fully agree with that. And yeah, you have summed up everything very nicely. Yes, this is what it is exactly.
Because it's you. It's you're living, breathing, doing it 24/7. You've sacrificed so much to do this as opposed to working for someone else. So make you a part of it, because it is you. And I think once people look at it from that way, it'll change how they speak to people. It'll change how they get new business. They'll have different level of relationships. You're being genuine, and it's authentic manifestation of who you are and everything you believe. And I think that's a great way to end the show. That was another great episode of Everything Home, where we're talking about life, stuff, and balance. And that was Nin Rafat of Nin's Navigation, our Wednesday expert contributor. December series, branding makes the world go round. Today's episode, building your personal brand, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Tune in next week when it is January 2019. Can you believe 2019 is already here? Crazy stuff, people. We've got a great year. We've got great new guests, expert contributors, segments, little snippets, all kinds of stuff to keep you going, make you laugh, give you some information, empower you, make a change, learn, cry, laugh. All of our guest information and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghometalkshow.com. Life, stuff, and balance. Good people doing good business and good things. Encourage you to check it out. Start to use it as a resource. And I know you'll be impressed. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Thanks for listening, and make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Nin's Navigation with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Join us every Wednesday in December so Nin can help you navigate life's highway and give you the roadmap to understanding why branding makes the world go round.